Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, rancher Weston Merrill's family restores an old barn used to calve in the frigid central Montana spring and to bring in much-needed cash to keep the young ranchers going.
It was like the starry, starry night.
This door right here was sagging so far I could touch it. I mean, the top of it. It was
ready to fall down. And so Dad came in here and he put his hand on the beam. He says he just kind of like talked to the barn and said, like, what do I do? Do I just burn you? Like, because that's what a lot of people would do. I mean, and economically, a lot of times, that's the only way. You know, I mean, like, we'd love to preserve it, but we can't afford that. And so burn it and build a new one, right? Well, he goes, I don't know how. I'm going to save you. And he gets choked up at that moment. Like, it was a spiritual thing for him.
Weston's dad, Corey, lined up a Montana Preservation Alliance grant and, with a lot of help, restored the 1927 barn to its original state.
They got to bring the guy in who built it. And the first thing he said is, those damn guys were supposed to put concrete in. You know, like, that's because it was built in the wintertime, so the ground was frozen. They couldn't do any of that.
The barn, actually now on the National Register of Historic Places, is remarkable and a thing of wonder in itself. It's also an integral piece in the puzzle that is ranching in 2017.
The barn's kind of on the up and coming. Like, it's going to be something that we can make into a venue that might be another small stream of income for the ranch.
The ranch actually has a couple of other historical outbuildings. There's the oldest privately owned grain elevator in the state, the shop building, once a stage stop on the Carroll Trail. In fact, the Norwegian word for women is still visible on one of the walls. But the barn is the crown jewel of the ranch, and having it do double duty isn't easy.
It was 10 o'clock at night, one of those long days. I'm stressed because I need to get home for Shannon. You know, I come in this barn, and the heifers, the yearling heifers, they're like teenagers. They like to play and mischievous. They had rubbed the door open and ran throughout the entire, knocked and tromped everything. It was right the night before the barn dance. Anyway.
Using it as an off-season business is a necessity for Weston and Shannon, who need cash to float the ranch they share with Weston's parents.
Me as a young producer, I need to grow. So how do I, like, I got to find a different niche. I got to find something else that'll make me unique. And we have something to offer, kind of share our story and the story of agriculture, really, and the story of food production, that there's a large disconnect there nowadays. Where do you get your food? Oh, I go to the store to get it. You know, there's not much thought behind what goes into it.
But of course, the barn's very much in use during March and April. The Merrills handle their cattle as little as possible and calve outside as much as possible. But the barn's at the ready with pens and a hot box to reheat frozen calves. Along one wall sits a saddle rack and a hitching post to which the tacked horses are tethered, a move akin to dressing for the gym first thing.
If you don't do it right away, it's too easy to jump on the four-wheeler and drive around, which happens a lot too. But if you get up and saddle your horse right away, it's a lot more effective and a lot less stressful to the cows. An animal that's got lower stress gains a lot more weight. They also aren't nearly as susceptible to disease. You start stressing them out and their chances of getting pneumonia or anything else go way up.
So it's full circle for Weston. How he manages his cows is a point of pride and one he doesn't mind sharing.
If you want to know how your meat's produced, like, go talk to a rancher and you'll find out, like, oh, that guy knows his cows. Like, he knows old 331 and how she acts and, you know, how to treat her and things like that. Like, I'm going to take care of my animals and I know them. Like, I spend sometimes more time with them than I do with my wife. Like, a happier cow is going to make me more money. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make sure that they are happy, fed, and, you know, well taken care of. All of that, like, we're all connected. It's all connected.
Next week, a change of season brings new challenges to the ranch.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.